Welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today we get to do an interview. I love interviews for so many reasons. First, I love being able to share new people that maybe have not come, you haven't come across them yet. I love getting to network myself. Like, you are going to hear me pick Jenny Peterson's brain about all the things she is doing, because I'm actually thinking, do I need to do this? Do I need to up my reel game? Do I need to do more, whatever this is, right? So I'm so excited. Jenny has been somebody who has done all organic traffic. I shouldn't say that. She's dabbled with paid, but right now, like, she is like 99% organic traffic, which I think you're going to like. Last year alone, she sold over $2 million in sales off of just video in general, all right? We are going to break down for you what we think you need to be doing, what platforms we think you need to be maximizing and optimizing, how you can get started. But then Jenny's going to share with you what Instagram and Facebook is saying when it comes to what they want to see from you if you want to participate and get rewarded by the algorithm. So I'm so excited. Let's jump into this episode. And I think you are going to love Jenny Peterson. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. I am interviewing Jenny Peterson today, and we're going to be talking a lot about using video as a marketing tool. You have heard us talk about video and video and more video and short video and long video and live video and pre-recorded video. And here's the thing, if you haven't realized by now, video is just getting started. So I'm excited to continue this conversation and figure out how we can get this implemented in your marketing strategy as soon as possible. Jenny, welcome to Foot Traffic. So excited to chat with you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited as well.
Yeah. So fill everybody in. Can you just share a little bit about your entrepreneurial background, how you got started in business, what it looks like for you today, and then we'll dive into some video and marketing tactics.
Yes, I can. And first of all, I just want to say I am so honored to be on your show. I'm a longtime listener of Foot Traffic Formula. I've read your book, Implementation Code, took your course. So this is like an honor for me.
I appreciate that. Yes,
thank you. And I'm Jenny Peterson. I'm a wife. I'm a mom of three. And my story starts 14 years ago. My husband and I did something completely crazy. We bought our first house. I was pregnant with our first child. I was on bed rest. And we decided to quit our corporate jobs and start our own business. And that's one of the reasons why I found you in the first place, Stacey, because we both, I have a brick and mortar business as well as an online business. So that's what we did. And I worked that business, wanted to just get out of it and be a stay-at-home mom with my babies because I had three little ones at home. And that's all I wanted. So I got out of the business. And then once I was home, I realized really quickly, oh my gosh, I'm miserable. I'm bored. I'm lonely. I don't feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose. And that's when I started my own online business 7 years ago was when I started my online business. And now here we are 7 years later.
Yep.
And I sell products. I joined a network marketing team 7 years ago and hit the top rank of my company in 15 months. And then I started doing affiliate marketing 3 years ago.
Okay.
And the way that I sell products is through video. It's through live video. It's through reels. And video is one of my favorite tools that we can use as entrepreneurs to get our message out there, to attract our online audience and sell products.
I love it. And one of the things that surprised me as we were kind of interviewing and surveying our clients, people listening to the show, was the number of people that sell physical products that listen to me, which was surprising. And I knew you were a physical product girl. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great episode because I really think a lot of people are like, but how would I do this? Or I don't understand how digital marketing plays a part in this and how I can use social media. And there are so many prime examples like yourself that is doing this and selling every single day. So I'm so excited to be able to dive in and jump in. So first, let's talk about your favorite platforms. What do you gravitate towards and why?
Okay, so my two favorite platforms are Facebook, which a lot of people I feel like don't talk about. Facebook isn't dead.
Yes.
It's still very much alive. And I do most of my live videos over there.
Okay.
My second favorite platform is Instagram. Okay. And it's they go back and forth between Facebook and Instagram right now.
Perfect. And I'm just literally, as we're doing this, I'm going to pick your brain. As everybody's listening, this is kind of like how my brain works and where I'm like, okay, what could I take from this? How could I do this? What would this look like for me? How does this fit good for my business? So as you're talking Facebook, I totally agree with you. I think a lot of people are acting like Facebook is dying. I will say I have seen some really exciting articles coming out about Facebook and some things that are going to be popping up over there, like a Clubhouse version, like podcasting, cool things in Facebook groups. So trust me when I say like Mark Zuckerberg is figuring out how to keep Facebook alive. So I'm not surprised that you're saying Facebook is still a great place to be. And it's important we bring this up because I already had clients say to me, should I just leave Facebook because everybody's boycotting it? You've got to be careful when you make these massive stereotypes of everybody, right? Everybody's leaving. It's like, no. Some of us have thriving business on Facebook. So how often are you going live and on what pages, personal, fan, group are you going live in?
Excellent question. So I wish I could go back in time and do it differently. So I'm so glad you asked. I started out on my personal page, which I feel like a lot of people do.
Yep.
If I could do it over again, I would start off on a business page.
Okay.
That's where I do all my live videos now. Okay. That's where my business is thriving. And I go live about 3 to 5 times a week over there.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can talk about live video because whether you're going live on Facebook or you're going live on Instagram or TikTok, you can even go live. Like all of my, I have a live video formula I can share. You can use it on any of those platforms.
Okay. Amazing. So 3 to 5 times a week, are you going consistently same day, same time? Are you mixing it up? How are you fitting this in your schedule? Did you start with 3 to 5 times a week?
So I actually have scaled down. I used to go live every single day.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Here's the step one is the more consistent you can get, the better, right? Consistency is key. So pick your platform that you want to grow on and then show up consistently. If you can do same time and same day, that's even better because then people get used to tuning in that day and that time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people it's like you have your own TV show. And back in the day, before we could live stream everything, before we could fast forward commercials, we actually had to tune in at a certain day and time to watch the TV show. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have your own show. So the more consistent you can get, the better.
Okay. And I think not only consistency, but frequency, right? So one of the reasons I'm not surprised you have such great engagement and people actually tuning in and doing all the things is because of the frequency. First, you get better the more you do it. So you're mastering your craft, right? So that's huge. But then you're also finding your voice faster. You're finding what sells faster. People think I'm crazy that I do my monthly boot camp, but I'm like, do you know how much better I'm getting at selling every single month? Because I learn what people like and don't like. So I think that's key too. How long are your videos roughly?
It totally depends.
Okay.
Sometimes I only have 5 minutes and so I'll go live and I'll have five minutes. So it totally depends. And sometimes I'll stay on for an hour. So it's just what I have time.
And so it's when you have time, does it have to do with like who's there and who's engaging, or is it more based off of your content and what you're sharing?
A couple of things. I mean, sometimes it can just be, I like to mix it up too, because sometimes people don't have time to sit and watch an hour long live. They want something quick.
Yeah.
They want to see a before and after. They want to see a transformation really quickly, you know, especially nowadays people have such short attention spans.
Mm-hmm.
So it totally just changes depending on, you know, what I have time for and what we're talking about too.
Okay. And how are you putting any money behind these after they're done?
I am not currently. So everything that I do is organic.
Okay.
But even if you want to get into Facebook ads or advertising, which is not a bad idea, I would tell you first, you need to figure out how to organically grow and attract an online audience. Because if you can't do it organically, if you put money behind it, it's going to flop. So when I do, I have put money behind ads before. When I do, what I do is I pick the videos, I pick the content that is performing well organically first. Yeah. And that tends to do better once it is boosted or once I put money behind it.
Okay, cool. No, and I just, again, not a right or wrong answer. Like, I want to hear what you're doing and I want people to see their options too.
Yeah.
Do you go live on Instagram?
I do.
Okay.
I feel like Instagram, I feel like, is a little bit different. I feel like the engagement's a little bit, I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yep, I agree.
The engagement's a little bit different. So you kind of have to figure out and read the platform and see what is going to work best for you over there. Okay. You know,
are you consistent there? Like, are you, what's the frequency there?
I would say I go live maybe once a week on Instagram and I always turn it into an IGTV.
Perfect.
Which I love that we have that option now.
Yes. Yeah. Otherwise it's so sad when anything goes like Clubhouse, these amazing conversations and they're just gone like the second it's over. And that hurts so bad.
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. So that's your IG strategy. Are you multi-streaming any other place at the same time as your Facebook Live, or are you strictly doing your Facebook fan page?
Right now I'm strictly doing my Facebook fan page. I know that you can invest in like Restream or these different things where you can go live in multiple places. I haven't played around with that yet.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Okay. So now you're also doing a lot of reels and TikToks and things like that. So first I want to know, it takes time to figure out what to say and what to do and all of that. So what is your content prep before you're on camera look like? How much time are you putting into what am I saying? Can you share anything about the strategy that way?
Well, it's totally different for like reels and live. So is it okay if I like break it up?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay. So for live videos, first of all, video is a skill. Going live is a skill. All skills can be learned and improved. I was just talking to a friend at dinner on the weekend and she was like, yeah, but you're so good at it. You're so natural. I'm like, I wasn't always. Mm-hmm. I look at my old lives and I'm like, why did anybody watch me? This is terrible. You know what I mean? So if you want to get better at video, which I think everybody should, because it's not going anywhere. And it's one of the fastest ways for your online audience to feel like they know you, connect with you, love you, and then trust you. So if you want to get good at it, you've just got to do it. And here's like kind of my formula for live video. So number one, we talked about already, you got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And it's number one for a reason. If you're not going to be consistent on any platform or with your live video strategy, there's no reason to listen to the rest of this episode. Like you're not going to grow. It's going to be really hard for you. Number two, you've got to show up and be 100% authentically yourself on camera. And when you do that, your audience is going to feel like they know, love, and trust you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And here's the truth. Like there's nobody in this world exactly like you. There might be a million people who sell the same product that you do, but nobody can do what you do like you do. Right.
Yeah.
We're all going to attract different people. So you've got to be yourself. Number three, you have to have an attention grabbing title. A lot of times people are watching on mute. And what's the first thing that they see? They see the title. And nowadays we have very short attention spans. You've got to have something that makes them want to click to see more. And I do have a resource to share if you want me to share it. If not, it's not a big deal. Okay. So I have a resource. I have 50 attention grabbing titles. They can use it for any industry, any business. Mm-hmm. They're plug and play and you can use them multiple times and you can grab it at 50titles.jennyleepeterson.com. Cool. And I have that all ready to go. Okay. So what does it look like when you're getting ready to go live? First of all, I like to start right away when you're live, because you got to remember you're doing your video for the replay viewers. You don't want to sit there like a deer in the headlights. You got to start right away.
I used to think, oh my goodness, this is so embarrassing. I forgot to introduce myself. And now it's like, you don't even need to introduce yourself. It's like, get in here, start talking, grab their attention.
Exactly. You have seconds. And if you waste time waiting for people to jump on, which a lot of times there's a delay, then your replay viewers, you're going to lose the replay viewers. And that's where you have the majority of your viewers, right? And when you are going live, since we're talking about selling physical products, share only what you love. Sell only what you love. And I know you've talked about that too on your podcast as well. And here's the thing. A lot of people think, well, I'm not good at sales. Are you? Your shirt's so cute. Where'd you get it from?
Right.
Where's your favorite place to eat? I'm looking to put my daughter into dance. What's the best dance studio? You know what I'm saying? Like, as women, especially, we are amazing at sales, right?
I agree. So it's like when you're passionate, you will say, oh my goodness, you have to go here. You have to hire this person. You have to go to this studio, et cetera.
Exactly. So when you're sharing what you love and showing up as yourself, mm-hmm. it's going to be so easy for you to just sell those products.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I say this, I call it like selling, creating your bestseller and leaning into your bestseller. But people don't go to the bestseller. They're like, well, I have this one product that is just not like maybe physical products. Like maybe you have this thing that you can't sell and you've got a case of it and it's sitting here. So you pour all this time and energy into the thing that doesn't sell. Yet the thing that's flying off the shelves, you're like, oh, I don't care about that one. It's already selling. It's like lean in to what is selling versus the thing you can't sell. And people don't, they reverse this all the time.
That is excellent advice. You are so spot on. Yes, 100%. And then when I'm going live, you want to have a purpose. You want to have an intention, right? And I say to share the 5 E's. And the 5 E's are educate, entertain, empower, engage, and use emotion. So when you're going live, you want to have a value-driven live. That's how you provide value. That's how you sell products. Mm-hmm. Not just by saying, hey, go buy this thing, but saying, let me show you how to use it. Let me show you who it's for. Let me show you why you're going to love it. Entertaining. People get on social media to be entertained. Let your personality share through, you know, like shine. I like to think of stories that I can share on my live video. So if I run out of things to talk about, I can say, oh my gosh, let me tell you what happened today kind of thing. And then people also buy based on emotion. They buy based on how they think a product is going to make them feel, right? Mm-hmm. So my number one seller is foundation because I have severe rosacea. And so I show how I cover it up. And what do I really sell? I sell self-confidence in a bottle, really.
Yeah.
And that's why people get it. So make sure that you have a purpose. Don't just hit the live video and have nothing to say, but prepare for it that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then do you want me to go through like how I sell on my videos?
Let's go to reels real quick. And then I do want to get to selling because I mean, of course I don't want anybody doing any videos without the intention of how do I sell? How do I convert? So knowing, okay, you've got your Facebook Live formula or really IG Live or anything. How are you coming up with first, how many reels are you trying to do each week? And then how are you coming up with content for that?
Perfect. So Reels is where it's at on Instagram. Like if you want to grow your account, my Instagram strategy right now for 2021 is Reels. Like
how many a week?
I try to post one reel every single day.
I knew you were going to say that. I feel like you are all in on the strategies that are working for you. And I knew you were going to say one a day because it truly becomes like what goes in your feed now to get you that organic traffic. So one of the things that we have on our to-do list is 3 a week where it's my face, 1 a week where it's my social media manager doing something that doesn't need my face, but it's still a great, whether it's post-its or whiteboarding or whatever it is, right? And even 4 a week, I know I could be doing more. So first, everybody listening, start with 1 a week. Then add 2 a week, right? Like how do you scale from here? But I am not surprised that Jenny is saying I'm doing 1 a day because it really truly is how you're going to grow your Instagram right now.
But the thing is you have to take your mental health into consideration.
Yeah.
You don't want to end up in a straitjacket. So how I do it is I mega batch my reels.
Okay.
I don't just make one reel. I make 5.
Yeah.
And I have them ready to go. In the weeks that I mega batch, it is easy to post. It's already ready to go. I don't even have to think about it. It's when you're like living, which a lot of solopreneurs, a lot of business owners, we fly by the seat of our pants. We wake up and we think, what can I create today to post today?
Yeah.
And that's when you get burned out. That's when you get overwhelmed. That's when you are inconsistent, but batching it, like literally, I think I saw a reel maybe that you did about how you batch your reels. Did I? About how you change your shirt.
I did a how I batch video.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
I do this. Yes. That's what you do. You just do that.
So where are you coming up with, like when you're sitting down this week to create 5, how are you coming up with content, 5 different pieces of content?
Oh my gosh. I love this question. So you know how we can actually save things on Instagram and save is like people saving your stuff. That is gold.
Right. Not enough people talk about how important the saves are.
Oh my gosh. Yes. When you're creating content on Instagram, you want it to be something that somebody's going to save because they want to come back to it later, or something that they want to share in their stories, send it to a friend. I would take shares and saves over likes and comments every single day of the week. Yeah. So anyways, I use that as a tool for myself. So anytime I see a reel that is something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this, I want to recreate it, I save it. So I have a folder, because you can save things in different folders. Yeah. I have a folder that's titled Reels Ideas. I just go to my bank of ideas and I can create on the fly like that, because I don't have to like sit and come up with stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we all need those swipe files, those that inspiration to get us going. And I always tell people, you can go to somebody in your industry and practically cheat by seeing, like, I can go tell you right now what Jenny's most popular reels are. It is public knowledge who has been watching the most amount of reels. So you start to see like, oh, wow, people are attracted to this and that. So if you don't have any content to go back, or you don't have surveys or market research to figure out, you can do market research by checking out complementary businesses or competitive businesses in your niche, or even indirect competitors, to see like, how do I make this work?
Exactly. And that's a golden nugget. You can actually go to your competitors, go to their reels, and you can see how many people have watched this.
Yeah. Now let's make a disclaimer of neither one of us are copying anybody's stuff. We're going to get inspired to be like, oh wow, they just did their five favorite social media apps. What if I did my five favorite tools to fill in the blank, right? That's the kind of stuff that's going to do well.
100%. And I feel like viral videos don't happen by accident. There are clues in viral videos. And anytime I have a video go viral, or anytime I see a friend of mine whose video go viral, I like to like dissect and be like, hey, why did it go viral?
Yeah,
it was relatable. It was funny. It was educational. You know, it added value. And then trying to create that kind of content.
Okay. I love it. I don't know this, so I'm asking to really ask you, do you dance in your videos, in your reels and TikToks?
Sometimes, but not really. You don't have to.
I know, but that's what I'm asking, because everybody equates reels to dancing and they're like, oh, I'm not dancing on camera.
Oh no. Okay. But here's the thing. If I dance, my kids ask me to stop. So it's like not good. You know, I might go viral for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You do not have to dance in your videos.
Yeah.
A reel is just a short form video that is looped, very similar to TikTok. And it can be something as sharing your five favorite things that you use for your business.
One of my best reels was like brain dump, how to brain dump. And it was on a whiteboard. I wasn't even face to camera. I was like writing, and that one did really well. So I want people to hear, I think like TikTok made us think short form video equals dancing on video, which is not the case at all. And there are people that are blowing up on TikTok that never dance on their videos. So I really want people to hear that. So I'm glad that that was your answer. Not that it would have mattered if you would have been like, yes, I dance in every one of them. There's just more, you know, you can do it many options. Okay. So for somebody who is not comfortable going live or just on video, we talked about like doing it often. When you got started, you said you were doing it daily. Do you recommend new people start jumping in daily? Like, what is a great tangible way to try this and start this without feeling super overwhelmed?
Okay. So are we talking like live video, or are we talking about reels here?
Either or.
Just, okay. So the thing is I would say, I would take consistency over the number of reels or videos that you do every, if you can only go live once a week, same day, same time, that is better than doing it randomly. Right. Yeah. And so, and with reels, like I just saw a thing that people are saying, now we have to post twice a day on Instagram. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Those multiple times, but you've got to take into consideration, like, what can you do? What can you do to be consistent? You want to put out valuable content. You don't want to just throw up content just because you feel like you need to.
Right.
So I would say with live video, try once a week. If you can go more than that, then do it. Great. Yeah. With reels, Instagram came out with a thing and they said that they recommend that we do 4 to 7 reels a week. That was from Instagram, not from me. So they're telling us how to grow, and that's what they recommend.
And you're just listening, saying, okay, if this is what they want, this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly. But if you don't let that overwhelm you, what I like to do is batch my work, set aside an hour a week and create all of them so that you're ready to go.
I just heard that Instagram is going to start to favor reels that are created in the app itself. And for me right now, I record on my phone. I send to my social media manager. They edit, they do everything, they upload it. That is not going to be favored in the future. Now, I will tell you that whether or not that ends up being the case and that happens, I may still say, I am not shooting this video and I'm okay with it not being favored for the sake of it may not match my lifestyle and the way that I am doing things or the things that I want to do. But I have to be okay knowing that if I'm only going to do one reel a week and they're saying do 4 to 7, I am not going to be favoring and playing in to the algorithm. So you just have to understand, like, know what's going on, know what they want, but then make it fit for you. But don't be mad if you're not getting what Jenny's getting when Jenny's doing 7 more reels than you are a week, right? And it's like, mm-hmm. you have to really understand like how this works.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
If somebody listening had to pick either or, I'm going all in with reels or I'm going all in with Facebook Lives, what would you suggest?
Well, it totally depends. Do you want to grow on Facebook or do you want to grow on Instagram? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you want to grow on Instagram, make reels. It is weighing heavier in the algorithm. It still is. It's going to get you in front of more people. It's the fastest way to grow your account, right?
Okay. Yep.
If you want to grow on Facebook, you got to go live. So it really just depends on where you want to grow.
Okay, cool. Love it. All right, let's jump into sales real quick. What do we need to know so we're not spending all this time on these lives and these reels and we are not getting any money for it? Like, what do you want to say to people?
Okay, so when it comes to sales, so here's the thing. I'm really good at sales. I'm just going to say it. I don't mean to brag or anything, but I am. And the thing is, I used to think I couldn't sell anything, mm-hmm. but I sold over $2 million in products by myself last year in 2020. All right. So here's how I do it is with video. You have to have an attention grabbing title if you're going live, right? And then I like to use code words. I like to have, you have to have a call to action, which a lot of people don't have.
Okay.
And I call it code words on my live videos. So I like to say, hey, if you want a color recommendation for this foundation, say color match. Mm. All right. In the comments
like
below.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. But I like to get people to raise their hand because I don't know about you. I don't like to cold message.
Yes.
I want warm leads. I want people to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested. I want more information on that. So I use code words. Say hair, if you want to know more about this hair product, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then after the live video is over, most people turn off their phone and they go about the rest of their day and they think they're done. Going live is half the work. The other half is what happens after your live video is over. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I respond to the comments, every single one, if you can. When you're smaller, this is easier.
Yeah.
And I like to mirror the comments. So in real life, if we were talking and you crossed your arms, I would probably just naturally cross my arms. It's something that we do. So I like to mirror comments. If somebody is speaking emoji, I speak emoji back to them. Mm-hmm. If somebody leaves me a really long comment, I'll leave a little bit more thoughtful comment back to them. If someone comments one word, they're getting a one word response back from me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you go through and you look for those code words. And now you have a warm list of leads that you can message about your product. And you want to take it from your live video into Messenger where the magic happens.
Yeah. No,
go ahead.
I was just going to say some friends and I were talking about these codes and how on Clubhouse, it really is a great way to spark conversation. So if you say something open-ended, like, yeah, if you need help with your business, just DM me. Or like, if you're struggling, people, but they don't know what to say. They don't want to sound funny. They don't want to sound silly or stupid, right? But when you say, yeah, if you want more details on lives, just say the word live below and I'll reach out. And it's like, oh, perfect. I know exactly what to say. I'm not going to sound stupid or silly because she's telling me to do it. And all you're doing, like you said, is raising your hand. So people will say on Clubhouse, oh yeah, and if you want my freebie on whatever, just DM me on Instagram this word and I'll get back to you later after the Clubhouse is over. And it is working really well. And now you see how this can be a great opportunity for many different platforms as we're thinking social media. I love this.
Yes. And here's the thing, when I get into Messenger where the magic happens, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not just sending them a link. And because if you went into a store, they wouldn't be like this way to the cash register, please get out your credit card. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I say, thanks for commenting on my live. I saw that you're interested in foundation. Would you like my color recommendation? And I provide a service. Mm-hmm. And I help them and I foster a relationship. And that's when they purchase. Now, does everybody purchase? No, but that's how you increase the people who buy. And then I'm trying to think. And also then if you're listening to this and you do have a larger audience like I do, a big question that I get is like, okay, that's great. That sounds really simple. Like go live, have a good title, use code words, message the people who use the code words. How do you scale it? And there's several ways that you can scale it. One, you can use ManyChat and you can set up code words. So everybody who comments a certain word, they're going to get an automated message. Mm-hmm. Two, you can do what I did. I couldn't keep up in my inbox. It was flooded, which is an amazing problem to have as a business owner when you literally can't keep up.
Yeah.
So I hired a VA and I made scripts in my vernacular using my emojis, exactly how I would talk. And she would, here's the frequently asked questions. She would copy and paste. And she's been with me for 2 years now. And now she sounds exactly like me. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yep.
You also, I don't know if you remember this, but we were on Clubhouse and I asked you about text messaging.
Yep.
And you recommended Community.
Yep.
So I'm using it and I'm loving it.
Oh my goodness,
you could use
yes.
that. So you could say, hey, if you want more information about how to build a funnel, text me funnel.
Yep.
And put them in a group. And now you have a group of people to that you can message. Mm-hmm. So that's like one way that you can actually scale it. It is scalable.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to figure out like what is working one-on-one and then how do I make this one to many? And that is, yes. those are really great examples. Yeah. Okay. So good. Jenny, where can people find out more about you? Where do you want to send them? Any place?
Well, on Facebook, I'm Jenny Peterson. That's my page. If you're on Instagram, it's Jenny_Peterson, basically everywhere else.
Okay.
And then my podcast is The Social Media Influencer. If you like to geek out over all this kind of stuff, I do that every week. And you can find me at JennyLeePeterson.com is my website.
Amazing. Jenny, thank you so much. This was so good. And I hope we didn't overwhelm. I hope we showed like where they can head next and what they can do. So again, thanks for your time today. And I am so grateful to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.